Martin's Mice, written by Dick King-Smith and read by Nigel Lambert.
Mercy, mercy,
cried the mouse. It felt rather a fat mouse, and when Martin removed his paw, he could see that indeed it was.
Oh, dear,
he said.
I'm most awfully sorry.
Even when the farm kittens were very young, not long after their eyes first opened in their nest in an old hay-filled wooden crib, the mother cat, whose name was Dulcie Maud, had known that Martin was different from his brother Robin and his sister Lark. Dulcie Maud, as you can see from her choice of names, was fond of small birds. Robin and Lark soon began to have play fights, leaping upon one another from ambush and pretending to tear out each other's throat with fierce little squeaky growls. But Martin did not like the rough stuff and would hide behind his mother. And when Dulcie Maud first brought home a very small mouse for the growing kittens, Martin wouldn't touch it. He watched his brother and sister as they worried at the tiny grey body, but he would not join in.
"Aren't you going to try a bit, Martin?" asked his mother. "Mice are nice, you know. What's the matter?"
"It was so pretty,"
whispered Martin.
"Poor little thing."
"Don't be such a wimp,"
said Robin with his mouth full.
"You're just a worry,"
said Lark.
"I quite agree," said Dulcie Maud sharply. "Who ever heard of a cat that didn't like mice?"
And she gave Martin a cuff.
"Now start eating and stop being so wet."
Somehow, Martin managed a mouthful of mouse. Then he went into a corner and was sick. And so it went on. Dulcie Maud brought home more and bigger mice, and being a no-nonsense mother, insisted that Martin always ate a bit of mouse before he was allowed any of the kinds of tinned meat that the farmer's wife put out for the cats. All of these, chicken, or liver, or fish-flavoured, Martin liked, but he was made to finish his mouse meat first. And though he learned to keep it down, he could not learn to enjoy it. Luckily, Robin and Lark always took the lion's share, shoving their wimpish wally of a brother out of the way. And at last the day dawned when Dulcie Maud dumped a final mouse in front of the kittens and said in her brisk way,
"Now then, I've worn my claws to the bone catching mice for you all. You're quite big enough now to hunt for yourselves. You're on your own. See you around."
Robin and Lark were delighted. It was exciting to think of themselves as real hunters. And in barn and byre they stalked their prey or lay in wait and soon met with success.